Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody, it's Jen. And you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to 2013 with us. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you discover your soul path. Each Tuesday, we'll have some of the most gifted people helping to share positivity and goodness with you, helping you to turn your obstacles into goodness and opulence. Kind of threw you off there, didn't I?
He threw me off. Hey, everybody, it's really great to be back. We've been on a hiatus for the last couple of weeks, and we've been just hanging out and chilling
out
together with the kids. And so it's really good to be back. Be back on a schedule, some sort
be
of
be back on the air.
Back on the air, absolutely.
Really miss that, yes.
You know, I don't know if you guys can hear it today. Sean's a little down.
No.
Maybe you can't, but he's a little moody, and here's why. Because his blood sugar's low, because we have a beautiful picture of a wedding picture of Sean and I sitting in our hallway. We pass it, of course, every day, and we look at it and go, wow, remember those beautiful people? Remember how we used to look, you know, nine years ago? So we're kind of motivated, back working out, watching what we're eating, all that fun stuff. So we're going to be, so to Sean specifically, though, because he loves food, so it's been kind of depressing for him. So I say, you know, be hungry, but we'll look good. So.
And I am. My energy is down. She said I'm a little moody. That's not true. I'm a lot moody. No sugar, no salt, no white starch, no white potatoes, no pastas. Supposedly so. Everybody just grab my hand energetically and tell me to hold on and tie that knot. No cheese. I can't have cheese. Happy 2013. Right?
So last night when we were sleeping, I wake up. It had to be 3 or 4 in the morning. And I look over and Sean is just sticking his arms straight in the air. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Was I laying on my back when I did it?
Yeah, you're on your back. And you're just sticking your arms straight in the air like you were channeling aliens or something. And then you started grinding your teeth and chatting, talking, and then you went back to sleep. So maybe we can ask our guest today what that was. But as you guys know, today is our third show in the Channeling Eric series. This is our monthly series, which is every second Tuesday of the month.
That's right.
So if you recall, our first channeling show on November 13th was with Eric's mom, Dr. Elisa Medhus.
Great person. Great show.
And we discussed her search for answers and how she started the blog and her first meeting with Jamie. And then on our second show, which was Sean's birthday, December 11th.
December 11th.
we got to know Jamie and Eric, or also known as the Woo Woo Guru, a lot better. So, you know, I'm not even going to introduce them because we have people waiting to talk to
Jamie. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Jamie. Happy New Year. It's nice to have you. How are you?
Oh, it's been so hard to hold my laughter in.
Oh, God. Just stretch it out. It ain't... God.
Go ahead and introduce Sean.
Okay, hey, we have Jamie with us. She has many accolades. People who've listened to this before knows this. But she also runs the Love and Light Center, an organization in Atlanta, Georgia, which she created in 2001. Right, Jamie?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now, the organization is designed to support, create, and inspire spiritual growth of all ages through public channeling, guest lecturers, classes, and private sessions for all ages. She's also written a book called With Love and Light, a true story about an uncommon gift, available now on Amazon.com. Welcome, Jamie. And I probably just talked to your intro, but you could share some more stuff and go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, no. We can always let the internet talk for us about who we are and what we've done. So you can head to the website at www.withloveandlight.com.
Absolutely.
And Eric is here.
Hi, Eric.
Is just biting his lips.
What's up? What's up, E?
He said, "What's up, Sean?" I had forgotten, Jamie, had forgotten about the woo-woo guru title. And when he brought that up, I just about fell over. Eric said that when Sean was sleeping and his arms were up in the air, he was trying to call forth the Pizza Hut spirit to get that double cheese, meat lover's pizza delivered to him at all hours of the night.
How would he know that?
That's Sean's favorite food.
That is it. You have no idea. You hit it right on the head. I'm calling for something because I'm just hungry and
deprived.
Really, oh,
deprived, yes. So for everybody who's maybe just tuning in for the first time, Jamie will be channeling Eric, and Eric will be giving his no-nonsense answers to the spiritual side of life. And so we want to go ahead and, I think, just jump into our first caller, because I think we got several people on the line. I hope I pronounce your name right. It's Ecstasy from
Stacy from Belgrade, Montana.
Oh,
welcome,
sorry,
to the program.
Stacy from Belgrade, Montana. Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. It was my birthday also.
Happy birthday.
That is wonderful news.
My wife will sing to you. So you gotta watch that.
So Stacy, welcome. Can you go ahead and ask Eric your question?
I had a really, really, really hard week last week. And, you know, it's more of the same. And I'm wondering if you could give me some insight into improving my situation or what's getting in my way besides myself.
Hi, Stacy. It's Jamie. I'll be speaking for Eric. That was entertaining that you highlighted yourself getting in the way, he said, because that was the first thing he was going to chomp on. He goes, but if you think you're an expert in it, he's going to back off. He's all right. He said, so there's really two things that you want to look at pretty heavy. The first one is that you're not honoring what your needs are. You're totally giving them away, and that's why you're having such a crappy time. You think it's being dealt to you when really the parameters of what you have set up isn't good enough to accept what you need. So you got to sit down and really look at weeding everything out of your life, such as the vocabulary, how you hold yourself, what you allow happen, and really stand up and start talk. I don't agree with this. Jamie doesn't, but he says, start talking nasty. He said, you have a really kind soul. This is great, but having boundaries and anger, these don't necessarily mean that you need to be a B-I-T-C-H. Can we say that?
No.
No, no?
Oh, my.
Sorry. Can we spell it?
My daughter thinks I am, yeah.
Your daughter thinks you are?
I'm trying. In the last couple of months, I've been trying to set really severe boundaries, you know, to move people out and take responsibility for themselves so I don't have to, and it makes them mad. I'm not getting any support.
No, I see zero support in your life. And what he's showing me is that to remain consistent is to become more visual, put down charts or notes or anything that you can do to see it through. You're going to be your own cheerleader here. Anybody that you lean on is going to turn around and walk away. That is not saying that you are a bad person and that you should be alone during the process, but it really is the lesson of doing the work yourself. He got quiet.
Uh-oh, is anyone... I've been doing.
Oh, consistency.
So meaning whatever she's doing, probably keep doing it to work in that direction, right?
Yes.
I do feel so alone. I feel so horribly alone. I almost joined him last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear the question. Can you repeat it?
I'm sorry. Say that again, Stacey.
I said I feel so horribly alone in this, and that I almost joined him last week.
He said, yeah, that can be a powerful moment emotionally. And he said, it's not really your lesson to come over early. And he says, it's just not going to happen, but you sure are going to come across that topic and that emotion again and again. And he goes, the kind of support that you need to rely on is somebody outside of your environment, a life coach, someone who doesn't know the people that are around you, because the people around you, you can't lean on them. He goes, we got to look at that not as a sorrowful thing or a victimizing thing for you or poor you, but just look at it as a simple truth that they're not strong enough to handle what you need to be doing. So you've got to reach out and beyond therapist, life coach, counselor, whatever it is, so that you have a grounding spot elsewhere. They can help you move forward and keep consistent. The weakest spot is consistency with you. He said, do you know someone that you can call?
No.
Ooh, are we allowed to name drop?
Sure.
Is that fine?
Yep.
There is a wonderful woman who is a co-active life coach, and her name is Elisa Glazier. And she's at creativecoaching.com. And you can always find her via the internet. It's Glacier, just like Ice Glacier. And creative is spelt with an 8. Oh, so Eric is saying reach out for that.
Perfect. Thank you, Stacey, for the call.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
He said to hang
in there. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll be taking our next caller. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to your dreams in 21 days.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health.
Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
And we are back on the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen. Our topic today is channeling Eric with Jamie Butler and Eric Medhus. Jamie, for our listeners, please go ahead and share contact information, how the audience can learn more about your work.
Oh, wonderful. You can actually learn a lot about Eric's history at channelingeric, and that's E-R-I-K.com. We also have conference calls that you can tap into twice a month. You can go to my website, withloveandlight.com, to learn more about what my center and myself are doing. I hear that we actually have people lined up and waiting.
We do. So for all our listeners just tuning in before the break, we were taking live calls with Jamie and Eric. And so up next, we have Jen from Las Vegas. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
How are you today?
Sean and Jen.
Hey, Jen.
And Jamie.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much, and so glad to get in and talk to Jamie and Eric. And I'm on the blog on channeling Eric, Jamie, and Eric probably knows this. And I'm a newbie, so, as they call us. I've been there about maybe 5 months, and reading a lot of the blog. And during that time, Eric has come to visit me. And done some of the pranks, and I've been thrilled to death and wasn't even sure, but then I found out through Renuka that he certainly was doing that. But anyway, maybe he'll confirm it right now.
Absolutely. When you started talking, all he was saying is, I know her.
Oh, that's great. Well, I pray to you every night now, Eric. You're one of my main people that I talk to at night, and right before I go to bed, I do my prayers and stuff. But anyhow, what I wanted to ask you was so many things, and I'm going to get a reading with you, Jamie, sometime soon because I have too many questions. But both my mom and my brother passed around. My mom passed 2 years ago, and then my brother passed a year later, and it's been quite a excruciating thing for me, grieving, but I'm doing okay, and I have a lot of support and friends and all of our groups, including Channeling Eric and Elisa and you, Eric, and Jamie have helped me tremendously, and I just wondered how they were doing. I mean, I know they're okay because I actually have dreams and I see them every once in a while, but I just wanted to say hi to them, and maybe you could tell them hi for me and my dad, too.
Actually, your dad is not here, and I don't see your brother either, but Eric has your mom standing next to him.
Uh-huh.
And Eric was saying that actually 5 of them gather around you at night when you say your prayers and you do your music, and he says it's
really?
Like a big old family reunion that he feels like an oddball out, but he feels so special that you let him come to those. And he said, I feel
Aww.
So bad on the times that I can't come that I actually divide myself to make sure I'm there. anything. Oh, of course,
thank
Jen,
you.
Your family is doing wonderful.
They are?
Eric, yes. He was saying that your connection to your brother was this. Your brother and your mother were the strongest relationships that you had in this lifetime. And he said, I want to remind you that this is not going to be this way for long. You have somebody coming into your life that's going to be in a friendship with you where you're going to have another real strong soul connection. It's going to be so enlightening and loving. He's so excited for you, but it's not for a few years out. He said you have to really situate yourself and who you are because you're rebranding yourself.
Wow. That's amazing. Rebranding, does he mean, because now lately, the last several years, I've really gotten into all this new awareness and psychic stuff, and I've been experiencing more psychic experiences too, like it's opening up for me, you know, a little bit here. Is that what he means?
Absolutely, he says, and you're also going to start a business in it. So don't think that that low self-esteem and self-worth is going to stay put, because it ain't. It's going to get erased, and you're going to step up, and you're going to start doing sessions. He said this is years out, but it is lined up and ready to go.
Oh, my gosh, this is amazing. Oh, it's awesome.
And he says you don't have to do any hard discipline. There's no hard effort that's going to be involved with this. It's going to roll in natural, just like the ebb and flow, natural rhythms. Soon you're going to wake up and realize, I am learning, and it is getting bigger and better. And then you'll be in a spot where other people will say, hey, Jen, can you do this for me? Hey, Jen, come on. And encourage you that way, and that's how you'll step into it. It's real slow and easy. There's no big neon lights.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's awesome. Gosh, I know, because that pressure of, like, I need to go take this class and that class and do this or do that, that will be something that I've done it years in the past, and I just don't really, because I have a health problem right now, it would be kind of hard for me to do. Oh, that sounds really good.
Well, thank you so
allowed
much,
to...
Jen.
Go ahead,
Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Eric.
This is just wonderful news.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
So next up we have Lauren from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, hi. This is Jamie.
How are you? This is Jennifer.
Wow.
And
Jennifer,
Sean.
Okay,
Jennifer,
how are you?
And Jamie's here, too.
Yeah, Jamie's here, too. And Eric.
Hi, Lauren. Hope you're doing well.
Great.
Eric says,
so good to talk
Eric
to you guys.
Oh, that's so good. Eric's already sassy with you. He treats you very casual. He's like, get on it, girl. What's on your mind?
That's so funny. Well, I don't believe in coincidences, and I just think I haven't logged into the Channeling Eric website in quite a while, and for some reason I logged in 5 minutes till 5 o'clock, which is my time here in Houston, and then I saw, you know, where Alyssa wrote that I could call you guys in, and I just thought, oh, wow, what a coincidence, and now I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe there's a reason I was supposed to call here, you know, maybe someone has a message for me from above. So basically, I was just wondering if there was anything, maybe messages
Eric,
that were trying to get relayed to me. Was there a reason?
Eric said absolutely. You have two spirits that have been with you for quite a long time. One is related to you on your father's side of the family. He's a man. He's not here in the room. Eric's just explaining him. He stays with you 24/7. He's actually helping you try to get more grounded. A lot of opportunities are coming your way, and it feels like constant choice. Even though there's not a lot of growth happening, it feels like you're making decisions almost for no reason. Well, if you were more grounded, then the growth would come from it. Don't reach out to too many people. The next phase of your life, which is about the next 8 months, is all going to be about you. And it's not a selfish phase, but he's worried that you'll see it as selfish and you'll kind of talk yourself out of it. Please don't. Self first is extremely different than selfish. So step up to the plate, allow the fingers to point to you, accept the attention, get grounded. After the 8 months, that's when you're going to experience a lot of the growth and a lot of the happiness. There's happiness that's been blocked from you through the family lineage and ill communication, and that's going to dissolve later on this year.
Okay.
That's weird. That's what he says, though, and he's quiet now. And he has this real... I don't know how to say it without cussing. Just look on his face. We'll just say that. He says, thank you for calling me.
Does that 8 months have to do with my husband coming home? He's been away for quite a while.
He's moving his arms back and forth like a really odd dance. He's saying yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you. Is Eric a good dancer, Jamie?
No. No, he's not.
Sorry. Oh,
boy. Well, thank you, guys, and keep up your good work. I've been a follower since day one. You know, even though you don't see or hear from a lot of us from the Channeling Eric website, we're out there. We may be quiet and just viewers, but you guys are helping us a lot, so I thank you guys.
Oh, Eric says you mean so much to him. Thank you. Oh, he's blowing kisses.
Eric. Oh, thank you, Lauren.
Aw.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, because we have to take a quick break here again. But Jamie, does Eric dance like a white boy?
Completely. Like one that can't, yes. He can't dance, can't jump, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sean's a really good dancer. And it's not because he's black. He's just got a lot of rhythm.
Glad we're not enforcing stereotypes on this radio show.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show. Listeners can call in with questions at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to your dreams in 21 days.
What I'm talking about, that's old school right there. Welcome back to the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen, and we have with us Jamie Butler and Eric Medhus, the woo-woo guru. Jamie, please, for our listeners, go ahead and share your contact information, how the audience can learn more about your work and that awesome book you wrote.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Well, you can find Eric Medhus's history at his web blog that his mother does, and he's giving a huge shout out to his mom. He's like, "Mom, I love you. I know you're listening." He's throwing kisses.
That's what's
and
up.
And he said you can find him at channelingeric.com, and that is Eric, E-R-I-K. Not a C, people. And then for me, you can head over to my website, which is also the title of my book, called withloveandlight.com.
Perfect.
He's ready to hit it.
Is it? All right. So if you're just joining us, we are here with Jamie and Eric on our Channeling Eric series, and we have been taking live calls, so without further ado, we want to take Sean.
Amy from Florida. How you doing, Amy?
Great. I really enjoyed it because I was on hold when the commercials were running and everything, and I can tell that Eric is in the house because the conversation was very Eric-like. I really enjoyed that. Inside Pete.
All right.
Anyway, I'm just so glad to be here. And I found the blog right after my husband died. And I just have to say that I just strongly believe that mediums truly are the new grief counselors. And Eric already knows that my brother recently died, and he's just been weighing very heavy on my heart lately. He had a difficult, stubborn, and so it took him a long time to decide that his body wasn't working anymore. I just wanted to see if Eric had seen him lately and how he's doing.
He said, "Hey, Amy." He goes, "One of my favorite people on the face of the earth." He says, "I'm so glad you're representing Florida." He goes, "Your brother, he's nicknamed him the Yay-Hole." Of course, he went and found him and sat with him and talked to him, only because you kept asking him repetitively. And Eric says it's still not time for you to really have a deep connection with your brother. He's keeping him at bay. You have so much more to be doing. He says you got kind of in a self-sabotaging pattern just for a short bit, and now you're back up on your feet again, and he doesn't want you to get in another funk. So he's taking care of your brother. And he's doing well. He's getting better, and he's understanding the kind of yay-hole he was when he was on Earth. And he hasn't come to terms of apologizing yet because he still doesn't fully comprehend everything that he was playing a role in or playing a part in with you.
Oh, God, there's nothing to apologize for. And I'm just glad that he's someplace safe and that he's learning the ropes, and he's got a team of experts up there. And
there goes, that's me.
That's all I needed. I didn't need to have a conversation. I just needed to know that Eric just always stays in my corner. So I don't want to bog it down because I'm sure there's a bunch of other callers, but just thank you so much.
You. And, Eric loves you so much, Amy. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, God, I never cry, and I'm crying. I rarely cry. Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
Up next, we have Debbie from Maine. Debbie?
Yes.
Excuse me? Where the water is made, Eric yells.
And lobster rolls with butter.
I'm from Poland, Maine.
Poland, Maine. Okay. Debbie, go ahead with your question.
Yes, I wanted to find out. I just lost my daughter 6 months ago, and it's been, of course, a very hard time. And I would just like to know if she is around, if there's any, you know, I'm kind of at a standstill in life. I feel blocked. I don't know what my next step is in life.
Eric first says that he's going to hug you for the rest of the night. So if you feel like you can't breathe, he's not going to apologize. That's just him squeezing too hard.
Okay.
Your daughter's doing well, and you're right. She is close by. In fact, she wouldn't even come to where Eric is so that she could communicate with you. She's pretty much staying in the house. She feels very indebted to you and trying to help you feel better. So Eric says the first thing that you can do is actually on tomorrow, not tonight, and just say, hey, to your daughter out loud, doesn't have to be anything special, that you relieve her of all her duties. So that she doesn't have to do anything for you to feel better. Remind your daughter that you're going to go through grief the way that you need to, and that the best thing that you can get from her is love. Don't put any parameters on it. Then she'll feel better and get freed up, and then she'll come and communicate with you in ways that isn't possible right now. Or he said it's going to be very quiet for about 4 more months. And after that, you're going to start getting little signs and little hellos, and this will make you feel more normal, more sane. Even though it's very abnormal activity, you'll feel calmer about it.
Okay, yeah.
He's so sorry that you're going through this transition. He says it never seems fair when anybody passes away. He goes, just keep it in the back of your mind that death is not a separation, it's a transition. And sometimes it's hard to really learn how this new relationship is going to be, or how it's going to translate with you. But keep at it.
Right. Yes. Is there anything that, any messages that he has for her children that are going through a very hard time right now, too?
One, two, three. He's still showing me the 4 month period. He's going through the numbers, like in the month. And he's saying that that is actually pertinent for them as well. Giving them messages right now or encouraging them to think about their mom or talk about their grief is very nice, but it's better to follow their lead and ask, what do you need? How can I help? Mm-hmm. Do you need someone to listen? Okay. That would be fine if you need someone to talk. Eric said one more thing. Jen, don't make us hang up. Just one more thing. He said, isn't that funny?
Hello?
Debbie, go get some pictures of your daughter, little baby all the way up, and don't put them in a photo album or anything, but just kind of stack them on top of each other, and once a week, take the picture off the top and share it with the children.
Okay. All right. I can do that.
Phenomenal healing point every week, and he said you'll really enjoy it. You won't feel like you're missing out.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Just one more question.
Debbie, we have to take another caller before our break.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Hi, up next is October from Portland. Hi, October.
Hello, October.
Hi.
There you are.
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, you're here.
Welcome
to the show. And
I'm.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Go ahead. I don't have any specific questions other than, if I wanted to see if any of my spirit guides had any messages for me. And the second question would be whether or not Eric had anything to do with the conference call that I was on, the file getting destroyed. I was on a conference call with Jamie, and it got lost, the file, inadvertently. And so I wondered if Eric had anything to do with that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He's saying yes. feel like you can't do those things. It's not fun. He said, you have all the information in your heart. And
right.
But he likes to call you crazy woman. She's crazy.
Crazy woman. Okay, why does he like to call me crazy woman? I'll take the bait.
Yeah, he said it's really a compliment. I'm not saying you're off the charts or anything. He says you just got the beat and the rhythm in your soul, and you are not, you do not fit in society. He goes, you just can't fit in our culture. You are so uniquely your own. He's like, your name fits here.
Right.
Oh my God, he's talking too fast. I apologize. Lost touch there. He said, when working with your guides, try not to keep such a log and trust that you're going to remember and maintain information for yourself. It was part of the reason why he thought it would be great to start deleting your stuff. He's interfered in other ways, and he's not going to apologize for it. And he says that you are communicating to spirits, so maybe you want to share that sound a little bit, woman, and keep it to yourself. Start helping the people that are around you.
Okay. You know, somebody, my daughter has said that somebody's been saying her name lately, that she's hearing a voice. Who is talking to her?
He's waving his hand.
Oh, my gosh, really? That's great. Now I can tell her. Because I told her, I said, well, you know, I said, if somebody's calling your name, tell them if they don't have something to say, then, you know, go away. But I said, you know, ask them their name next time. Say, hey, who are you?
Oh, he said he'll respond back, and he goes, you've always wanted a pet dead person, right?
Absolutely.
I like that.
That's fantastic.
He says, I'll keep giving hints and guidances about how to push you out of this little nest that you're in, but you're really meant to help other people. He says, we are taking off. I'm blowing kisses to you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
thank you
so much, Jamie.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Eric. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Before we take a break, we want to go ahead and give Sean and I's contact information to all you listeners. We can be reached at soulpathinsights.com. And you guys, Jamie and Eric, you guys are doing a wonderful job. So thank you. We will be back here in just a few minutes.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show. For all of our listeners, Jen and I can be reached at our office line at 303-872-3719, or you can reach us on Facebook via Soul Path Insights. This is the part where we talk about events and what we have coming up.
So I'll be teaching Akashic Records on Friday, January 11th from 6 to 8:30 at Vast Wellness Center here in Aurora. And you can find out more information on our website. And also we want to keep in mind, or have you keep in mind, December 11th Productions for all of your radio, film, and video needs.
That's an awesome video company, I hear. Seriously, they do it all. They have After Effects, all kinds of stuff. They do web shows and everything. Seriously, I heard they were awesome.
And you can reach them at 1211productions.com.
That's 1211productions.com?
Yes.
Sweet. Wow. I bet you they're pretty talented. So this leads us to our tip of the week, my personal favorite. So here's my tip of the week for everybody, and you can take it and run with it, share it, claim it as your own, don't care, just hope it does you some good. Here we go. Care about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner, and that's from Lao Tzu. So I'll repeat it one more time. If you care about what other people think, you will always be their prisoner. So do you, right?
Do you.
Let's
I like
go.
That. Up next, we've been, just to recap, anybody who's now just joining us, we've been taking live calls with Jamie and Eric. And of course, Jamie is channeling Eric Medhus. And so up next is Judy from Chicago.
Hello.
Hi,
hey,
Judy.
How you doing, Judy?
Good, good. I'm a mom that's in Elisa's position. My son deliberately crossed over to the other side earlier this year, as Eric did, so I just wanted to see if he's around and find out if he had any message for me or answer any questions about it, like what was he here to learn or things like of that nature.
Eric's actually behaving very well when he's speaking with you. He has his hands in his laps, and he's very calm. He said he's been working with your son since you got on the blog. Okay.
That was just today.
He said it's a new experience, that your son is actually very content. He has a lot of concern with regret of not being able to make the relationships he had on Earth end well or be well. He said he had a very, your son is saying he had a very good way of masking his sadness and his anger, his confusion. A lot of things didn't line up with his heart and his head. He felt that he would do better if he wasn't on Earth. He's not hurting where he is, but he's not making a lot of progress. He would love to have more time to communicate. He keeps going through a life review, which is a learning way. When spirits pass on, they go through their life and how they affected people emotionally. Trying to find out. He comes to the house often, but he doesn't stay with you 24/7. You have blocks of time where he's not with you.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
It really looks like he's trying to make amends with a lot of people. You're not the only one. He does love you. He has a ton of regret. So he's going through quite a bit. Eric is saying that the best that you can give your son is not necessarily space. Please don't feel like you have to pull back. Talk to him as much as you want. It's not going to interfere with his healing process. But do smile and laugh and send love, laughter, joy, these emotions, because often when you think about the newly deceased, you don't really give them that vibrational quality, that emotion. You give them the lesser than, the absence and the sad and the grieving. He said he knows it's really hard and you can't really fake your way through it, so why don't you go and start renting some really great funny movies and pretend that your son is there watching with you, and then laugh and kind of send him the laughter. Through this odd exercise, you'll find that you're going to gain more communication with him.
Okay.
It's really interesting advice. I haven't heard it put that way before.
I'm not surprised. He had a great sense of humor.
Apparently it's what he needs in abundance. Eric is saying thank you and to rely on a community to gain more insight and information.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Judy.
All right, next up we have Lori from Missouri. Hello, Lori.
Hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Go ahead and ask Eric your question. Can you hear us?
Okay. I lost an Eric almost 2 years ago. We're coming up on the anniversary date. So I just wanted to see if either my Eric or Eric has anything to say.
Well, Eric with a K is saying to you, Lori, it's time to party. He said when the anniversary date comes up, you better pull out some cake and celebrate.
Ah, funny.
Your son is laughing. He's here. And he says it's not necessarily needed, but Eric says it's a true healing remedy is to always bring out cake. Sorry, Sean. I know you're on a diet, but...
It's not chocolate, though, right?
Oh, whatever Eric's favorite flavor cake should be. But your son is actually adapting and doing extremely well in the afterlife. He's figured out some ways to communicate with you.
Good to hear. You're breaking like, up. What did you do? Go ahead.
Let me know if I'm still breaking up. He says that your Eric is leaving hidden objects and items out and about for you to see.
Really? Okay.
They're random, though. Like, what I would think, not just pennies and coins, but drill bits, oddities like that.
Okay.
You think...
You're still breaking up on my end. Do you think it's me?
Yeah, you sound like you're breaking up a little bit, Lori.
Oh, okay.
That pretty much kind of brings us to the end of this segment, which was really exciting. Thank you to everyone that took time to call in and ask questions and speak with Jamie and Eric and Jen and I. We had a great time as usual. Please join us again for the next segment of the Channeling Eric series, which is Tuesday, February 12th, 2013, obviously. And you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific time here on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230. Have a great week, and we will see you all back here next week.
You've been listening to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.